You're listening to Away with Words. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. We've been talking about counting rhymes this hour, and I want to share one with you that only came back to me recently. When I was really young, my mother used to ask her father to count for us in Welsh, and he said it was something that he had learned from his father. But it was only recently that I realized that what my granddad was saying wasn't Welsh numbers, it was a Welsh counting rhyme, and it went like this. Ain, tain, tethery, feathery, pip, sithem, lithem, dithem, darum, dick, ain, dick, tain, dick, tetherick, featherick, bunket, ainy, bunket, tainy, bunket, tethery, bunket, feathery, bunket, jagum. It's hard to say. But you know what, Grant? Saying those words is like getting a whiff of the past. It's like a time capsule. I'm right there next to my granddaddy's roll-top desk where he used to write his sermons. I'm smelling the faint odor of cigars in his office. It's just amazing what hearing words from the past like that will do.
And you want to pass those on to other people, don't you?
Nieces
and nephews and kids and grandkids and even the neighbor's kids, right?
Yes, I do. And people are doing that all over the web. I see variations of this rhyme on lots of people's blogs as they're remembering it as well. Well, we'd love to hear your memories about language. Give us a call. The number's 1-877-929-9673.
Or send an email to words@waywardradio.org. Hello, you have a way with words.
Hello, this is Mark Clayton from Dallas, Texas.
Well, hello, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I've had this salsa I put on Black Eyed Peas all these years called Slang Jang.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if, you know, who else knows of Slang Jang or has ever had it. It's a family recipe that many different branches of the family uses.
Oh, great. We love these food questions.
Mark, yes, sir.
Mark, tell us what's in this recipe.
Okay. It's chopped tomatoes, green peppers, onions, vinegar, water, salt and pepper, sugar, and you put it in the refrigerator overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Then you strain this salsa out, and you put it on your black eyed peas, and it makes black eyed peas taste so much better.
It does. So it's spicy.
Well, it's not spicy. It's tart because of the vinegar. With a hint of sugar. And it's something that my mother has grown up eating in East Texas, and it's in all the family cookbooks from our my family from East Texas.
And so this is a cold sauce that you put on the black eyed peas?
It's a cold sauce, and my wife says it's not a chutney because you don't cook it. It's very colorful, and we have it especially at New Year's Eve. Because the black eyed peas, it's good luck to eat black eyed peas at New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, right. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Right, and so they taste so much better with the slang jang on them.
Yes, and, you know, I brought black eyed peas to an office party, and I didn't know that a lot of people don't like black eyed peas. Well, they've never had them with slang jang.
I've read about slang jang, and one description I've seen of it is that it's one of those homemade regional dishes that you'll never find in a restaurant, but that everybody makes at home.
Hmm.
Well, that sounds correct. You know, I was wondering if it's something that the black cooks dreamed up over in East Texas because the black eyed peas are so plentiful. I rarely find anybody who's heard of it.
How close is your family to Honey Grove, Texas?
Well, we've had family land in Honey Grove.
Oh, you have?
That's significant.
How interesting.
Well, let me ask you another question. Do you ever put oysters in your slang jang?
Oh, that sounds great. But, yes, we do like oysters. Is that something from California?
No, sir. As a matter of fact, it's from a recipe for slang jang from 1894.
We put oysters in our turkey dressing.
Yeah, I've heard of that one, too. Tastes pretty good. But there's a recipe from Honey Grove, Texas, dated 1894.
Wow.
One can of oysters, one can of tomatoes, one bottle of pickles, one bottle of pepper sauce, three onions sliced, salt and pepper to taste.
Yeah.
Does that sound, except for the oysters,
tomatoes.
That's pretty close, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of my colleagues, Barry Popick, who lives in Austin, has done some research on this term, done some digging, found that it pops up again and again and again, often near or around Honey Grove, almost always in Texas. And in the upcoming fifth volume for the Dictionary of American Regional English, they'll have an entry on it that will have at least one use of it from Arkansas. So it's a pretty small geographical area where slangjang comes from. That's S-L-A-N-G-J-A-N-G, right?
Right, right. Okay. I asked some of the elderly family cooks in our family, and that's what they said, but nobody knew where it came from.
Well, and you asked about the name slangjang, which is two words, right? Slang and
yes.
jang?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody really knows the origin of it. I know that there's a story about a bunch of hunters going out and being out in the woods for several days and just at the last minute kind of throwing together every single canned good that they had and put it in this big mixture. And it became slangjang just because they couldn't think of anything else to call it. But I don't know.
That sounds like a goulash to me.
It could be a goulash.
Okay. Well, Mark, thank you for giving us a ring today. I hope we've been some help. And if we find out any more, we'll be sure to let you and everyone else know, all right?
Okay. I'll look forward to it.
All right. I'll take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Martha, every time we take a call about food, I have to go home and eat.
I have to eat right now. I'm drooling.
Yeah, it sounds great. You know, and I didn't know that people don't like black-eyed peas.
That was news to me.
Who doesn't like black-eyed peas? But slangjang is interesting. It's got the nice rhyme. It's almost a reduplication. It doesn't surprise me at all that there's something kind of zippy and zesty about the name of it, too.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. That's a good point.
Well, if you know something about slangjang or any dish like it, we'd love to hear about it. The number to call is 1-877-929-9673. That's 1-877-WAYWARD.
Or send us a sample, or at least send us an email to words@waywardradio.org. A while back, we talked about various joking expressions that people use to get people to simmer down. And Grant, you remember all of them had to do with underwear. Remember,
right.
Don't get your long johns in a tizzy, don't get your knickers in a twist, don't get your undies in a bunch.
Okay, I won't.
Well, that prompted an email from Jim. He's an osteopath in Fort Worth, and Jim writes, I was reminded of the saying of an old ER doctor I used to work with. He would say to an exasperated nurse, don't make me get the panty pluckers out. He meant, please calm down or I will help you calm down. In my mind, Jim writes, I always pictured the panty pluckers looking like large stainless steel salad tongs.
Ah, yes, sure. You got the whole tray, everything laid out, sterilized on the towel. And at the end are the panty pluckers, you know.
Panty pluckers.
panty pluckers, nurse.
Well, if a question about language has your undies in an uproar, give us a call. 1-877-929-9673. Or send us an email. That address is words@waywardradio.org. So now's the time when we ask you to stop and ask yourself, how much is it worth it to you to hear intelligent conversation that's thought-provoking and fun?
Supporting public radio is one of the best investments you can make.
Please call right now to invest in yourself and your future by investing in public radio.
Here's the number,